This Q&A program is brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Capital Air, Capital Decor, and Caterquip for the benefit of the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. 8 o'clock, spot on this beautiful Monday evening, the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and my beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. I want to welcome my two engineers, of course, the brother Lokolo, and I think in Durban Studios is brother Yusuf, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. Yes. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The 14th of Shawwal 1440, which is also the 18th of June 2019. Our Zakat Nisab is 4,700 Rand. Mehre Fatimi, 12,000 Rand. Minimum mahar for Hanafis is 240 Rand. For Malikis is 80 Rand. Shafi'i and Hanbalis, no minimum mahar. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. You can also send a normal SMS message. So that is 084-786-3132. To the international overseas countries, plus 2784-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved honorable Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallah khair to our brother Yusuf Day in Durban, and thank you very much to our technician here, brother Lokolo.
Ustad, let's begin on this beautiful, mashallah, it's a beautiful evening. A person was sick and he paid fidya, Ustad, for the month of Ramadan, for the Ramadan fast. Now he has recovered. What should he do, Ustad? What's the masla on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before I respond to the question, look outside your window, and tonight is the 14th of Shawwal, Laylatul Badr, the full moon in its glory and beauty. That is Qudrat ka Karishma hai. That is the power and manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Hence the 14th night called Laylatul Badr. That is why these days 13, 14, 15th of the Islamic lunar month are called Ayyamul Bidh, the days of whiteness, because the moon has reached its maximum point. So therefore you see the signs of Almighty Allah. Okay, to respond to the question, a person was ill last year, 2 years ago, and according to him, he thought he will not recover. That was the prognosis according to the doctors. Lo and behold, with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, the person recovered. And now, after Ramadan, he's saying, what should I do? I paid the fidya for 1, 2, 3 Ramadans. So remember, my brother, my sister, that whatever you paid, all that will be voluntary charity, sadaqah, and now qadha will be compulsory. If you paid fidya for 1 year, so that was 900 rand, so that will be given as charity. So qadha of the 30 fast, 29 fast will be compulsory upon you. Every week try and keep one fast or two fast. And if it is 2 Ramadans, then you paid, for example, that 1,800 rand. So all that will be nafil, voluntary charity, and qadha will be compulsory upon you. There's no sin upon you because you thought you will not recover, but alhamdulillah, you recovered.
Ustad, can I still keep my Shawwal fast, Ustad, being today the 14th?
Yes, remember that tomorrow, Tuesday, will be the 14th, so you still got enough time. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه بست من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. Whosoever kept the fast of Ramadan. So if you have any qada fast, first keep the qada and then you worry about the six fasts of Shawwal. You will receive the reward as though as you kept fast the entire year. This is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, and it is a sunnah fast according to majority scholars, so highly encouraged.
Ustaz, let's kill two birds with one stone. There was a question this morning as well regarding Hajj. One is that we are going for Hajj. They want some advice, please. And the other is there are four people in Fordsburg, Ustaz, who wants to join you as well for Hajj with TTW. And somebody says, Mufti Sahab, our visas has not come as yet. Please advise, what should we do?
Alhamdulillah, all the brothers, sisters who are going to go for Hajj with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah this year, inshallah. First thing we should do is beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and read two rakat salat after Zuhur or after Maghrib, after Isha. Allah give tawfiq, tahajjud time, 4, half past 4, 5 o'clock. So in that way there, Allah Ta'ala will make the journey easy. Allah Ta'ala will accept the entire Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. Similarly, all prospective Hujjaj and others, read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, in the first Supara, first Jews, verse 128, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. O Almighty Allah, grant us that and show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and forgive us, O Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are very, very forgiving, very merciful. So read that ayat, the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, abundantly. Advice will be, make sure that we have paid all our debts, or if we still have debts outstanding, we are not defaulting on that. Secondly, if we have severed ties with somebody, some family, then try and mend the ties, ask them for forgiveness, and if they accept it, alhamdulillah. If they swear and abuse you, at least you did your duty, you go with a pure, clean heart. Third one is, try and read a book. Anybody who wants my book, Hajj and Umrah Q&A, just send me a WhatsApp on 071-888-1184 and inshallah we'll send you the PDF copy. In your leisure time you can read it. And always make dua. Ya Allah, make our Hajj a quality Hajj, and we make intention for 6-day Hajj, not 5 days. So in that way we aim for the highest inshallah. The Hajj is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Hajj. Regarding those of you going with TTW travel into a world, then you contact them 031-209-9292 in Durban. Contact Brother Hussein Khan or Brother Ashraf Muhammad or Hafiz Ahmed Khan. So these are the people you can contact there. Regarding your visa, now in Shawwal, people are still going for Umrah. Tomorrow also, I know people send me messages, they're going for Umrah and they're asking questions. So whole Shawwal will go away basically in Umrah. And then your visas will come, don't worry. Inshallah, timeously, before you leave, you will get your Hajj visa. So don't panic. People who are going for the first time, they're very, very panicking for everything, you know. Their desire and zeal is getting the better of them. So you read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, make our ticket, make our visa, make our trip, all the airports, all the formalities, logistics, make everything easy for us, Ya Allah. Hum to aapke mehman hai. We are your guest, Ya Allah. We are the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all of you, whichever agent you are going with, don't worry, your visas will come in time, inshallah al-aziz.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. 10 minutes after 8, you are tuning in, listening to the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and our beloved Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, somebody is asking that I want to leave South Africa due to crime, Ustad. What should I do? Should I leave or not, Ustad?
Regarding the previous question, inshallah al-Aziz, this week, Saturday, in Durban, we will be having the Hajj seminar. Various ulama will be addressing the audience, and it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and likewise on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM. So from the morning, you can listen, inshallah, and in that way, take the maximum benefit it, inshallah. And remember, this will be a live program, and all this has been sponsored by the Capital Group, and we are highly indebted to them. Our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his family and his wife and children, Ameen. Parents, brothers, sisters, all of them, marhum brother. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, assist them, help them, and grant the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. So it will be a wonderful interactive program, inshallah, this Saturday. So diarize that date for you in Durban, inshallah. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Remember, South Africa, the crime is spiraling out of control. But does that mean that we should just be leaving? I do not advise people to do that. My advice to you will be, you must and should make istikhara. And the istikhara you will make is, you will say, if you have time, read 2 rakat salat, Kul ya al kafirun in the first rakat, Kul wallahu ahad in the second rakat, obviously after Surah Fatiha in both rakats. And thereafter, in the ending, when you finish your salat, say, Allahumma khirli khara khire. Allahumma khirli. Oh beloved Allah, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. The hadith in Tirmidhi. And then what is your intention? If your intention is just for material and worldly reason, then rather you stay in South Africa. But if your intention is to go for Deenul Islam, you know, I've been to most countries in South America, and how they need practical Muslims there, just to show them the basics of Deen, how to perform wudu, how to perform salat, and for the ladies, their basic issues and so forth. So if you want to leave and you go with that intention, when you buy the cow, the milk comes worth. If you make intention for Deenul Islam, Allah will bring dunya also at your feet, but your intention must be khalis and pure for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So remember, my advice will be, we must try and stay here as far as possible, do the work of Dawat and Tabligh, and inshallah more and more people can embrace Islam. But if you go overseas, Islamically it's permissible, provided that you go with the correct intention.
Ustad, should a person shake his hands of his mother-in-law, Ustad?
To shake the hands of his mother-in-law, you are the mahram, the son-in-law for your mother-in-law. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23. Almighty Allah states, wa ummahatu nisaikum, and your wife's mother. So your mother-in-law. So yes, you can shake a hand. However, today's society, things lead to one thing leads to another. So sometimes you find they're not only shaking hand, but they're embracing their mother-in-law, or they are kissing their mother-in-law, or the father-in-law is embracing his daughter-in-law or kissing her. This is very, very dangerous. If the lust and passion takes over, then remember the nikah would break, and there are serious consequences. So therefore, my advice to you, father-in-law, rather just shake hand with your daughter-in-law, and no embracing and kissing, especially nowadays. Allah's oath, marni kotni. They're old, but they're not cold, you know. And remember, you mother-in-law, you also just make salam to your son-in-law. They say, "Aw maru poiro, maru dikro," and all that. "Come here, my son-in-law, how to kiss you." A lot of things can happen. So be very, very careful and circumspect in this regard.
Ustad, how does one perform Salatul Duha, Ustad?
Salatul Duha is performed normally 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, what our people call Chash Namaz. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith, that every limb of yours, every joint of yours, you must give charity. So how are we going to give charity for every joint? Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, read Salatul Duha rakatain. 2 rakats also will suffice. People are going to shop and job. They don't have time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock to read Salat. So 12, 15 minutes after sunrise, read first 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq, and then read 2 rakat Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz. All that is permissible and acceptable according to all 4 schools. There's no problem with that. So you can read it at that time after sunrise, 12, 15 minutes, or you wait till 10, 11 o'clock, up past 11, and you read that time as well. So the choice is yours. The reward is great. Banallahu lahu biha baytan fil jannah. Jannah. Almighty Allah blesses the person with a palace in Jannah. If you start reading it, O Ummah, you will see how much barakah, blessing will come in your life. Read after Salatul Duha, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Allah, increase my risk. Mm-hmm. Allah Jalla Wala will grant you so much out of His khazana and unlimited treasures. Mm.
Subhanallah, Ameen, Ameen, Thumma Ameen. 0847863132, that is our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries, plus 2784786 3132. Ustad, can I give out my zakat in advance, Ustad?
Yes, totally permissible. You paid your zakat already for this year, 1440. Now you calculate Ramadan to Ramadan, for example. So your zakat will be due next year, Ramadan, 1441. But from now, Shawwal, already you are paying, and you don't want to pay lump sum. You say you will stagger the payment. So now in Shawwal, you will give out Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah. So all that is permissible. You pay zakat in advance for 1 year, 2 years, provided you made the intention. Remember, the zakat is totally valid, no problem. When one gives zakat, it must be to poor Muslims only, and best is you give it directly to them, leave majority of the organizations. And secondly, remember, you cannot make any conditions. You can't say, I'm giving you this money, you must use it for ABC, XYZ. No, no conditions must be attached when you're making payment of zakat.
Ustad, listeners want to know regarding the Merkaz Sahaba decoder, where can they get it, Ustad? Who should we contact, Ustad?
Alhamdulillah, with the help and grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, some people are inquiring regarding the Merkaz Sahaba decoders. If you are in the Durban region, mashallah, it is available at the IG Hussein shop there in Overport, or by the Al-Ansar bookstore and media center, and you can purchase it there, 699 rand per decoder. Otherwise, you contact Hafiz Hussein Wadi on 083-784-7667. And if you are here in the Johannesburg area, Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo, then you contact our brother Junaid Khan, and his number is 081-378-8477. 081-378-8477. And if you want to buy bulk, you know, 10 or more, in one box you get 10 decoders, then it is 650 rand each, so 6,500 for the whole box. And if you want to, you can use your zakat money. You take the entire box and you distribute it. Otherwise, you contact us and say that we must distribute it on your behalf. Then you can contact our sales executive, Brother Hussein Karim, 066-479-7386. And if you come here to our studios also and you want to purchase it, so there also is available, alhamdulillah, in Indonesia. So inshallah, those of you who want it, kindly contact us, and inshallah, we will just be too glad to sell it to you.
Ameen.
Or if you want, as I said, you can buy bulk and give it out as zakat to the poor Muslim brothers, sisters, and that will be your choice. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
19 minutes after 8 Central African time, Ustad, why hasn't Surah Tawbah begin with Bismillah, Ustad?
Surah Tawbah is chapter number 9 of the Noble Quran. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked this very same question. He said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is Madharul Rahmah, a manifestation of the mercy and compassion of Almighty Allah. And in Surah Tawbah, Almighty Allah speaks about the punishment for the munafiqeen and hypocrites, for the kafirin and the non-Muslims and mushrikeen. So therefore, there is no Bismillah in the beginning of Surah Tawbah.
Ustaz, somebody is asking you that, Mufti Saab, is Qurbani compulsory? Is it fard? This is from overseas. We're currently in debt of 6,000. I have zakat to pay around 500, and for Qurbani, another 500. Only my husband works part-time and we are family of 4-5. So we just about financially manage. Yet we're not being able to pay the debts off. Just wondering if I can give Qurbani a miss this year and just pay the zakat, which I guess is more important, Ustad.
Remember that Qurbani Udhiya, that is your Bakri Eid Qurbani, Eidul Adha Qurbani. According to the Hanafis only, it is wajib and compulsory. And according to majority scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis, Ambalis, it is sunnah. If you do so, you will be rewarded magnificently. But if you do not do it, there will be no sin upon you. So you judge your own situation. If you are following majority of the scholars, then remember, there will be no sin upon you. But if you are following the Hanafi school, then you should do so. And remember that Sahaba asked, Ma hadhil adahiya Rasulullah? What is this Qurbani all about? Qal Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hiya sunnatu abikum, it is the sunnah and the way of your spiritual father Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا Sahaba said, what will we receive? قَالَ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنًا For every hair on the animal you will receive a reward. So imagine how many thousands of hair. So you will find this type of ahadith in Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. So therefore we shall encourage to do so. Those of you, those of us insha'Allah who made intention to go for Hajj, remember there also the same issue. When you purchase your package with your agent, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000, whatever package you are taking, then remember that in that package normally you will find the Dame Shukr, the Hadi is included. But according to Hanafis, you still have to make your Qurbani. But the difference is the Hadi, the Dame Shukr, will be slaughtered there in Mina, Makkah, your Hajj animal. But your Qurbani can be slaughtered anywhere in the world. So you Hanafis have to make sure that you appoint somebody here to perform the Qurbani on your behalf. If you are performing it here in South Africa, you're making a sacrificing the animal. Although you're going for Hajj. But majority scholars say that once you're going for Hajj, then the Hajj animal is compulsory, but the Qurbani still remains sunnah. So if it is not done, there will be no sin upon you.
Ustad, if a person makes niyyah, makes intention for Shawwal, and of course for his qada, so the person is asking, can I keep one day, which is Monday, Shawwal, Tuesday, qada, Wednesday, Shawwal, Thursday, qada? Ustad, is it permissible?
Remember, we will say in the light of the hadith that is not desirable and it is not acceptable in this sense. The reward is you kept all your Ramadan fast and then you keep the six Shawwal fast. Then you will receive that reward. So although your fast will be valid, but remember that to say that you will receive that maximum reward, no, you won't, because you did not keep all your Ramadan fast first. So therefore, first keep all the qada fast and then you keep the Shawwal fast. So that is what the Hadith Sharif is teaching us.
Ustad, some advice here please, Ustad. I went for Umrah and the men were touching my hands in Ihram because of the crowd, Ustad. So what I decided, I gave out 5 riyals of sadaqah. Was that okay, Ustad?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ladies, for you there are 2 extra rulings regarding your ihram, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Wala talbasul kuffazain, you cannot wear gloves while you're in ihram. And second one, wala tantaqibul muhrima, that you should not wear the normal niqab that touches your face, your nose and your cheeks and so forth. So if the lady finds the cap and all that cumbersome and difficult and she wears the cap, then just give out 25-30 riyals to the poor people. Now in your situation, you were performing tawaf, the crowd is big, and the man touched you, you touched the man. All this happened obviously inadvertently. So you gave out some charity, 5 riyals. So that's fine. But read the dua. That is more important. The last verse of Surah Baqarah. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina o akhta'na. Oh beloved Allah, do not take us to task if we did something forgetfully or inadvertently, unintentionally. So that is the powerful dua we should be reading. In Islam, we must fulfill our duty with beauty. In the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Umm Salama radiallahu anha, the other ladies, and told them, in the inner circle nearer to the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, you, the men, perform the tawaf. On the outer circle, there the lady should be performing. But the problem today is the crowd is so big. The husband wants to be with his wife. The wife wants to be with the husband. The father wants to be with his daughter and so forth. They're holding hand and all that for security reasons. So therefore, you have all this bumping and pushing and all. Otherwise, in Islam, the men must be right in front and the women at the back, meaning in the outer ring, outer circle, even whilst performing tawaf. That is the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ustaz, let us go to Umslanga. This is Ummi Talha. She says, my little boy is 8 years old, becoming a Hafizul Quran. Mufti Sahib, we want our little Talha to become just like you, become learned, intelligent as well. So Ustaz, could we come and meet you in Durban and maybe Ustaz could give one kajur from your saliva, Ustaz, Ummi Talha.
MashaAllah, tell Talha he must meet me there Thursday onwards, Fajr time in Noor, in Umslanga Rocks Masjid. Every day we will be there, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, inshallah. And then we will make dua for him, and that he won't become like me, become better than us, inshallah. I'm very high, we non-entities. So inshallah, Allah make your beloved Talha a Hafiz, Alim, Qari, Sheikh. Inshallah, I become the Imam of the Haram Sharif also. So this is, we must aim high in life. Remember that. Yes, you tell him to come with his father any day, Thursday onwards, Fajr time. Be there, inshallah. So we will put one nice date in his mouth, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ameen. And he will become, inshallah, the future presenter of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Ustaz, can we wear any clothing with Arabic alphabet we bought from Umrah? Just need to know if we can wear it, Ustaz.
It's not permissible. Imagine that there is written Yasin, or is written Taha, or some Quranic verse, or some hadith, or anything, and it is from Quran or Sunnah or some name, Ahmed, Muhammad, or Fatima, Zainab. Now you're going to the toilet, you're going to the bathroom, you're going to all these places that are associated with napaki, najasat, impurity. Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows reverence and respect to the symbols and landmarks of Allah, that is the sign that the person is taqwa. Thus, with our clothing, we are desecrating and showing disrespect to the name, Mubarak name of Almighty Allah, to the blessed name of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the beloved family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Definitely unacceptable.
Ustaz, what happens if a person who is not baligh, all the deeds that he does goes to the parents' account? So does the bad deeds that he does, will it also go to the parents' account? This is from Chipata, Zambia, Ustad.
All the good deeds the youngster does goes to him and his parents. And the wrong he does, remember, it will not go to him, but it will go to the parents if the parents are encouraging all these vices. He is marfu'ul qalam. Marfu'ul qalam means his book of deeds has not opened. But the husband, the father, mother tell him, go and bring the alcohol, go and bring the dacha, go and see the movies. So the sin will be upon the parents because they are encouraging all these vices and sins. Therefore, Surah 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your children from the fire. But some parents are sending their children and themselves to Jahannam, Allah forbid. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya. Each one of you is a shepherd, and each one will be questioned and interrogated regarding your flock, our children, our students, all our flock. So the people we have authority over. So remember that the children, they are masoom, you the parents, they are like that sponge. They will absorb the good and the bad. They have small, small eyes, small, small ears, but they hear almost everything and they see everything also almost. So therefore, we need to be circumspect and very careful.
8:30, we will, inshallah, go for an ad break. When we come back, inshallah, many, many, many questions to be posed. I see somebody from Dubai asking, Mulana Arafat, I wear green contact lenses, you know, so he wants to know, while in ihram, he wants to look maybe, mashallah, beautiful. So we will be posing that question after the ad break. 8:30, spot on.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
28 minutes to 9, you are tuning and listening to the Q&A on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday night. Yes, being the public holiday, you today. We go to Dubai, Ustad, 084-786-3132. Our very good friend, mashallah. He wants to know, Ustad, I want to know if it is permissible to wear contact lenses while in ihram. I wear those green ones, Ustad.
My brother, to wear contact lenses whilst in ihram is permissible. To wear a watch during ihram, permissible. Hearing aid, all that is permissible. However, if your eyes, your natural eyes, normal eyes are not green, and now you just want to wear contact lenses so the people look at you and then they will be very impressed with you, remember that is not permissible, it's deception. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, man ghashana falaysa minna, who deceives us is not of us. So therefore, brother, if your eyes are green and you're wearing green contact lenses, that's fine. But your eyes are not green, they're brown or they're black or whatever else, and now just to impress people, then that would not be acceptable, not permissible.
Maybe he wants to see everything beautiful, Ustad.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Mufti Saab, is greeting Juma Mubarak allowed in Islam? When I was in Madrasa, they told us it is bid'ah, as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala never did that, neither did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greet Juma Mubarak, Ustad.
To say Jummah Mubarak is not sunnah, is not compulsory. But if you say Eid Mubarak, Jummah Mubarak, it falls under the law of Mubah. It is something permissible. Like how you will see the Arabs when they meet, like now we were there. So many of them, they meet us, we meet them, and they'll say, Kullu amin wa antum bi khair. Allah Ta'ala keep you good throughout the whole year and so forth. So nobody's going to say it's sunnah, but it's a greeting just as a dua for you. So you say it's permissible. Similarly, yeah, also, Jummah Mubarak, we will say, from fatwa verdict point of view, permissible. Mm-hmm. But do never believe and consider it to be sunnah or compulsory.
Ustaz, is it permissible to touch the Holy Quran with a cover on it without wudu, Ustaz?
It all depends, is the cover attached to the Quran Sharif or not? If it is attached, meaning you cannot detach that cover because it is sewn on and part of the Quran Sharif, then you will require wudu, because it states, Quran Karim states, Surah 56 verse 79, Surah 56 verse 79, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. No one should touch the Quran except in the state of wudu. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. But if it is something that's loose, that the Quran Sharif is one side and that piece of cloth is one side, you're just using it to hold the Quran, then remember you can hold that piece of material and cloth or fabric and then you hold the Quran Sharif. So that would be permissible and acceptable.
Ustad, let's go to Harare. It says here, Mufti Saab does fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, and the 13th, 14th and 15th of Shawwal also count for extra 6 to make fasting for 1 year, Ustad.
No problem. If that is your intention during Shawwal, you will receive the reward, and you will receive the reward of the Sunnah fast also. It was the Adat Mubarakah, the habit of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast on a Monday and Thursday and the 13, 14, 15. So you get the reward of fasting the whole year. You get the reward of emulating Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 31. Fattabi'uni, emulate me, imitate me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will forgive you your sins. So therefore, it's a win-win situation. Very good.
Somebody is asking, Ustad, what happens? I owed somebody money, and then the person that I owed passed away. Before he passed on, we agreed that I will pay the money once I am settled. Now that he is gone, Ustad, do I have to pay the money immediately?
Yes, you have to pay the money immediately, and the money must be given to his heirs. And once the heirs receive it, that amount, 1,000 rand, 100,000 rand, 1,000,000 rand, whatever it is, will go into the estate, and then it will be used either for the funeral expenses or for the debts and so forth, or for wasiya if the deceased bequeathed to somebody, some organization, then the shares of the heirs. So it doesn't mean that that person passed away and died, so your debts are also gone in history. Nay, it's still your responsibility. You have to pay it, and now you pay it to the heirs and tell the other heirs that you have paid it. In today's world, you know, one heir might just take that money and just pocket it also, because you can't just rely, you know, rely on one heir nowadays, because things today are very different. So remember, people are honest, some are not so honest. So inform the heirs, this is what I owed your father, and I paid it to your brother or sister or whoever. And in that way there, you know the debt is settled.
Ustad, somebody is saying, respected Mufti Sab, I am an electronic technician. Personally, we do not have a TV at home, but I do contract work. This involves repairing monitors, which they use for security and presentation. My question is, Ustad, is this permissible to repair these monitors, Ustad?
Yes, to repair these monitors, all will be permissible. You know that people use it for security reasons and so forth. So as long as people are using it, what they do with it is not your business. So you will fix it up and so forth, so your income will be halal. And remember, if you're living in South Africa and you know the crime rate is spiraling out of control, so people have these monitors and so forth for security reasons, so remember that is acceptable and permissible.
Somebody is asking you, Ustad, from Mozambique. Mufti Sab, we enjoying the Q&A this evening with you and Molana Hatia. We want to know, is one's namaz accepted if he does not move his lips? Ustad, from Mozambique.
If you are reading salat on your own, then you must move your lips, otherwise your salat is null and void. If you are reading salat behind the imam, and when the imam says Allahu Akbar, the takbir at tahrima, the first Allahu Akbar, you have to move your lips. And thereafter, the standing posture, surah, fatiha, surah, you keep silent, you don't move your lips, that's fine according to Hanafis, but according to Shafis and them, you have to read surah, fatiha, otherwise your salat will be null and void. So to cut the long story short, when you read Quran Sharif out of salat, when you are in salat and namaz, you must move your lips, otherwise your salat will be null and void.
Somebody says here, Ustad, I just want to query, the six fasts of Shawwal, must it be kept at once or can it be broken up? This is Humaira from Overport, Ustad.
Sister Humaira, remember that you can keep it consecutively or intermittently. There's no problem. You keep one tomorrow, then you miss one, then 2 days, then you keep another one. All permissible, no problem.
My question is, Ustad, can namaz be prayed on behalf of deceased or person alive too, Ustad?
If you are reading Nafil Salat, voluntary Salat, before you sleep, you listen to Q&A, and then quarter past 10, half past 10, 11 o'clock, you want to go and sleep. You say, let me make wudu, read 2 rakat Salat, and transfer the sawab to my wife, to my children, to your husband, and whoever who are alive, or your father, mother who are deceased. So all that is permissible if it is the Nafil Salat, voluntary Salat. And you can do it for millions and thousands of people. However, if somebody passed away and now you say you want to read the first salat, that person must first Fajr salat or Zohar or whatever, you want to read that salat on behalf of a deceased, that is consensus, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, that is not permissible when it comes to salat. You cannot read the first salat on behalf of another person, whether that person is alive or dead.
Somebody is saying, Ustad, can you take your phone in the masjid if you have on the WhatsApp profile pic the contacts of your friends who have a picture of deity of their Lord, Ustad?
Remember, when you switch off the phone, then all that is covered as well. So obviously that is not something desirable, because that is now representing idol worship or whatever. So you should tell them that, or you should delete that status or that number and so forth, and tell them that if that is going to remain there, then you cannot keep that number. So there are ways and means, but if you go to the masjid and it is covered and so forth, so the salat will be done, but definitely is not not something desirable. Islam and Muslims, we stand for Tawheed, believing in the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone. No parents, no children, no partners, no associates. And none in the entire universe and creation is equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So we are Ummat al-Tawheed. We believe in the oneness and uniqueness of Almighty Allah.
Ustad, my brother passed away 3 years ago and he had a lot of tattoos on his hand. What's going to happen to him in the Qabr, Ustad? We could not remove those tattoos.
Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Sahih Muslim, La'ana Allahu al-washima wal-mustawshima, people who do the tattooing and upon whom it is done, both of them are cursed by Almighty Allah. So if this person did it, so Allah Ta'ala knows best. If Allah wants, Allah forgives him. If Allah Ta'ala wants, he punishes him. But you, the family, you should make a lot of dua. Read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Give out charity. Read Quran Sharif, Surah Yasin and other surahs. Allah Jalla Wala is Ghafoorul Rahim. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. But remember that it is haram in Islam to do the tattooing and to be tattooed as well.
Ya Allah. Ustad, somebody is asking, confirm if can one cut fingernails anytime in the house, Ustad? Anytime.
Anytime, daytime, nighttime, anytime is playtime. So you cut your nails, is fine. Make sure the lights is on. Just now you cut your finger and all these things there. So make sure that is permissible. You see, our forefathers, they came from India. So in the Lal Kitab means red book. So there is written, you must not cut your nails at night. So why did Maulana or person wrote it in that gam there, that village? They had no lights that time. So therefore he wrote it like that. So it don't mean in Islam that you cannot cut nails at night. Totally permissible.
Somebody is asking, Ustad, from Mauritius. Mufti Saab, will a mother be sinful if she stops breastfeeding before 2 years fall in? Will she be sinful, Ustad?
No, she'll not be sinful. Quran Karim states, فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِسَالًا, that if you want to stop breastfeeding, you, the father, mother, husband, wife, you make mashura and then you stop. So there's no problem with that. 2 lunar years is the maximum period. وَفِسَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِئْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ. But you stop after 6 months, after 12 months, 15 months, 18 months, totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
Let us go to Dr. Saab. He wants to know, Mufti Saab, are silk ties haram for men to wear? Silk ties, Ustad.
One day Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged from the Hujra Mubarakah, the blessed house of the honorable spouses and wives of Nabi alayhi salam. In one Mubarak hand, the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam had genuine gold. In the other hand, Mubarak Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam had genuine silk, gold, zahab, and silk, harir. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the ummah and said, Huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati. If the major component of the tie, of the pajamas, of the clothing is silk, then remember it's haram for the men of this ummah. Yes, for women, they like to adorn themselves and so forth. For them, it is permissible. But for men, definitely not permissible. If the major component in that tie or clothing is silk, not permissible. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيَا حَرِيرٌ. In Jannah, the clothing will be made of silk. So therefore, in this world, we, the men, are not allowed to wear it.
So somebody wants to know that I would like to know whether this is sunnat, to have something sweet after one's meal. This is from Clarksdorp, Ustad.
In time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was hardly one proper meal. They would have breakfast and they would have supper. There was no real lunch and all these type of things. So it was one meal. It's me and you today. We have so many causes, you know, this cause and that cause and so forth. And now we want to ask that we have sweet meal and barfi and all that. So mitai, whatever you, after that. That's not sunnah, that. So that is our Indian sunnah, remember. Yes, on 1-2 occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or sahaba had it. That's different thing. But to make it a habit, habit and say sunnah. No, in Islam, qillatul tu'am, qillatul kalam, qillatul manam, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam. Islam teaches us eat less. You see today the dietitians, the doctors, they all tell you this. We're obese, we're unfit. Then qillatul kalam, speak less, because the more we speak, the more trouble we make. Then qillatul manam, sleep less. People today want to sleep right past Fajr Salat and wake up after sunrise and then they make qada. It becomes their routine. Such people can lose their iman. And then qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam, mingle less with people, because people most of the time they just involve and engage in futile speech and activities. So therefore each one of these phrases, if you understood the beauty of the Arabic, ends with meem, qillatul tu'am, qillatul kalam, qillatul manam, qillatul ikhtilat ma'al anam.
Ustad Mu'allima from Perth, Australia. A charity is organizing a sisters-only fundraiser where they will participate in paintballing and raise funds for Gaza. If this is incorrect, Ustad, which I assume it is, please list the reasons for impermissibility so that I can advise the females of my family. Ustad, Australia.
Sister, remember that in Islam, we must make imala, we must not make izala. These are technical terms. The intention is very good. They want to help the people in Palestine, in Gaza, and so forth. As you can see, the hypocrisy of the West and the apartheid regime of Israel and the hypocrisy of America. Trumpahites. You take another person's land, another person's country, and then you put your sign there and so forth because you feel you're the superpower, nobody can touch you. So this is how they operate. But Allah Ta'ala, wa tu'izzu man tasha'a, wa tuzillu man tasha'a. You see, Netanyahu couldn't make his government, humiliated. Now his wife is charged guilty, again humiliated. This is Allah. Allah ki la'ati bi awaze. When Allah stick hits, then it doesn't make a noise. So remember that you want to help the Palestinians, help those in Gaza. Excellent. The idea is good. But the manner, method you choose must be also Islamic. So that is now, don't kill their spirits. Tell them that no, this is not the way we go about. We are Muslim females. So let us do something that is Islamic and so forth. Okay, tell them 10 ladies, you put age groups, who can write articles on Masjid al-Aqsa? Who can write article on Khalilur Rahman? Who can write articles on the history of Gaza? And then we will give you a prize, or you will get, and people will contribute and so forth. And this amount of money we will send, or clothing we will send to Gaza. You do something like that. So you change the izala to imala. So don't kill the spirit, but the manner, paintballing and running around like hooligans, all that is not Islamic. All that is against Islam. Remember that in Islam, a woman must maintain her haya, her shame and modesty. Haya is a quality that every Muslim must adopt, but more so in the females. Like how bravery is a great quality, but it must be adopted more by the men. We must not be chicken, we must be real men.
Subhanallah. Mu'allima from Persis, shukran jazila Ustad, all the way from Australia. Ustad, can I get a court interdict against my son who is taking me work vehicle and abusing me mentally, Ustad?
Before you go for court interdict and so forth, wherever you are, go to your local ulama, somebody senior, and let him speak to your son. And still, if he is violent and abusive and has no shame, actually, that he wants to take you to court, or he wants to steal and abuse you and take your vehicle and usurp your rights, then remember, you got all the rights to go the legal way as well. But before you go all that, to stand in court and court case is not a small thing, that you just make 2-3 mistakes, then on technicality you can lose the case and so many problems can come. So therefore, my advice, get an alim, senior alim, or some senior family member to knock some sense into your son. Today, our sons, our children, our daughters, each one of you listen to this hadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mishkat Sharif and Bayhaqi. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu zambin insha'a fa'anhu wa insha'a zabahu. Every sin a person commits is a prerogative of Allah jalla wala, either he forgives or punishes. Illa uquq al-walidain. Except when we are disrespectful, disobedient to our parents, like this person here. Now, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُؤَجِّلُ أُقُوبَتَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Allah will unleash his punishment here in this world before death overtakes that person. So you son, if you're going to go on like this, wallahi, I say, Allah will decimate and destroy you. Come to your senses. Don't think you are very powerful and so forth. You'll fix your mother up. Allah will fix you up. Remember that. So may Allah Ta'ala protect us from such type of children and such actions as well.
Ustad, we go to, this is Mumbai. It says, Mufti Sahib, Brother Shoaib, I heard goats during the day. Heard goats. Can I put clog bell on the neck of goats? Also, can I brand them? Ustad from India, Mumbai.
MashaAllah, Bombay mein jo hai, you want to brand the goats, brand the sheep, all that, so they don't get mixed up with the other goats or sheep and cows or whatever, because India, a lot of cows also. So remember, whatever animal you have, to brand them, totally permissible. However, to put that bell there and all that, like a ting, ting, tingling and all that, that is not right. That is mizmaru shayateen. These are the signs of shaitan. So don't use that. Remember the branding of them. You can use some different color string and so forth. So all that to show this is your goats or your sheep. So yes, TK and all jais and permissible.
I see my father-in-law, Ustad, all the way from Botswana, Nana, he says, tell Mufti Sahib must make dua also for my grandson, Mufti, little Mufti Ubaidullah. He must become like Mufti Sahib, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Maulana son, MashaAllah, your grandson, Haji Sahib, there in Botswana.
Salim bhai,
MashaAllah, Ubaidullah will become great, much greater than us. He was born on 12th Rabiul Awal, SubhanAllah. So, MashaAllah, Allah will make him salihan and hadi and mahdiya, inshallah.
Ameen. Ustad, United States of America, I did not wake up for Fajr one morning, and I only made qada after reading Zohar namaz. However, later on, I heard that a person who does not have any qadas to cover up for their lifetime should first perform the Fajr and then only the Zohar. Otherwise, the Zohar would not be valid. Is this true, Ustad? I do not have any qadas.
MashaAllah, from the time you became baligh and mature till now, we do not know what is your age, 20, 25, 30 or more. So Allah Ta'ala keep you steadfast on Salat. My brother, the day a person does not perform Fajr Salat on time, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Baala shaitanu fi udhunay, the shaitan urinates in the ears of that person. Therefore, he does all upside down things. So even if you woke up late, then remember the onus and duty was that before you went to shop and job and work and whatever, you should have performed your wudu, read your salat, 2 sunnats, 2 faras, and then you should have gone to your job and shop and whatever. But you delayed it to after Zohar, and then you read the 2 rakats, because you don't read sunnats then. Sunnats you only read in the morning till the time of Istiwa Ushams. When the sun reaches the zenith, then the sunnats will fall away. Nevertheless, now you come to the second issue, and that is the issue of Sahibut Tartib. Sahibut Tartib means a person who, from the time he or she became baligh and mature, right till today, they did not miss any salat. And if then somehow they miss one salat, like Fajr, they overslept or something, then yes, it's correct. You should rather perform your Fajr salat first and then the Zohar salat. That is compulsory according to the Hanafis. However, according to Shafis, Ambalis and them, it is mustahab, sunnah, not compulsory. And even according to Hanafis, if it happened nasi and you forgot about it or something, so your salat is valid. You don't have to repeat your Zohar salat. Both salats are valid.
Ustad, we go to Ummi Tahira. She says, urgent Mufti Sahib, I went for a dhikr majlis. They had the portraits of the peer. Is this allowed, Mufti Sahib? Ummi Tahira, Ustad.
Totally haram. If you study Surah Nuh, Surah 71 of the Noble Quran, then you must remember, this is what the mushrikeen used to do. And they would encourage one another, and is enshrined in the Noble Quran. that they said, La tadharun, that don't leave your gods and your idols, and they would put the images there. And what were the images? Waddaw wala suwa'aw wala yahutha wa ya'uqa wa nasra. Listen to what the Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 71, verse number 23. So they would say, La tadharunna alihatakum, don't leave your semi-gods and demigods and idols. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدَّ وَدَّ was an idol in the male form, male shape. And سُوَاءَ وَلَا سُوَاءَ female shape. وَلَا يَهُوث and يَهُوث was in the form, in the shape of a lion. And وَيَأُوق in the shape and form of a horse. وَنَسْرَى and in the shape of an eagle. So today these people, they will use fancy names, they zikr and lecture and so forth, but they put the peers there and hang them up. This is absolutely haram, and this is how people start making kufr and shirk, that slowly, slowly they venerate them. Next generation come, they make ruku. Next generation come, make sajda. So this is exactly what the non-Muslims should do. So therefore, the majlis zikr is very good, but you remembering Allah, making Durood Sharif, istighfar. But all these pictures and images, this peer sahab, that peer sahab, definitely that's not permissible. That all must be removed because Islam does not allow it.
Ustad, Zimbabwe, it says, Assalamu alaikum, dear respected Mufti Sahab. May Allah Ta'ala grant Mufti Sahab's wife long life in Shifa Kamil, inshallah. This is from Zimbabwe, Ustad. Mufti Sahab, I've got a question. One is it true that if you sleep between Asr and Maghrib, it brings illness? That's number one. Number two, is it acceptable to give Qurbani meat to non-Muslims? From Zimbabwe, Ustad.
Jazakallah khairan, alhamdulillah, daily she's improving, that's my wife. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant her siha, afiyat, and Allah Ta'ala make everything easy for her and for me also, you know, that becomes difficult, but anyway, Allah Ta'ala make easy also for all of us, and Allah grant cure to all those who are ill and sick. Okay, very good questions. Number one, can you give Qurbani meat to the non-Muslims? Yes, according to Hanafis, it's permissible. Kulu wa at'imu wa dakhiru, and that is you feed yourself, you feed other people. So permissible according to Hanafis. However, Shafi'is say Qurbani meat, aqiqah meat, you can only give to Muslims and you cannot give to non-Muslims. So remember, that is according to the Shafi'i. There was another question there, Maulana. What was it? One was a Qurbani and the other one was?
The other one was, Ustad, if you sleep between Asr and Maghrib, it brings illness.
Remember, that is not 100% authentic in the Quran or Sunnah. If you go to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara now, between Asr, after Asr Salat to Maghrib Adhan is 3 hours. So many people are just tired and they are sleeping. And they're healthy, no sickness, nothing. So therefore, we will say it's better that you make zikr, you do work, you do so. But if people are tired and they rest and so forth, so the fatwa is permissible. We must not bring our own customs and traditions into Islam and say that people will get ill and sick and so forth. So there is no basis for that.
9 o'clock, we go, inshallah, for our Isha Azan here in Johannesburg. And of course, in Durban, we go for the 9 o'clock news.